Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Very special edition this morning. Bumper edition of Good Morning Angels. Why? Because Maria and Lotta Star here in the house. This time round, we've been to Rustenburg, we've been to Germiston. Nou gaan ons by familiekeier in Zanien. Ons kinder nou reeds van Zanien net gister. En hoe mooi die wereld is. Nadine, goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre, Martin.
Prachtige wereld daai, maar jylle gaan dier baie moeilike tyd en het gaan oor jylle seun Roan Weideman. Jou seun, hoe oud is Roan nou? 16?
Hy is 16, ja.
What are we dealing with here? Wat is die uitdaging? Hoe kom het jy vir ons geskryf?
Martin, op hierdie stadium is dit Roan se gesondheid wat daar onder lei. Ons het baie onlangs uitgevind dat hy een odontogeniese miksoom het en hierdie miksoom van hom is een gewas wat in sy rechterkaak gegroei het en versprei het na sy sinusholte, alles daar ingedring het, sy neusholte.
Oh no. Oh no. What happened to the line to Zanine? Let me just put her back on hold and let me catch you up quickly. So, 16-year-old Roan, by the way, Ruan's dad sadly passed away about 7 years ago. So Nadine, who's on the line, hopefully to get her back now, she's been raising Roan as well as, I think he's got two other brothers, got a twin brother and another brother. They took him to the dentist, a problem with the tooth, and they eventually found out that he has that big word that she just described now. Orthodontogenic myxoma, which is a growth. It's a fast-growing tumor, which is now spread to it's in his one jaw,
on
the side of the jaw, and it's now spreading towards his sinuses.
His sinuses got
and
you.
His eye, as I understand, because right. You can imagine now if the tumor starts here in the jaw, it grows towards the sinuses and the eye.
Yeah,
and
everything's connected.
And you can imagine in Zanine, once again, I'm guessing as the story goes, they're not going to get the specialist help that they need.
Right.
It is quite debilitating. Let me see if I get her back. Nadine, as jy terug?
Ek is terug, Martin.
Ek het nou so probeer verduidelik. So this tumor, this fast-growing tumor that was detected in his jaw, now also spreading towards his sinuses and his eye area. Is dit reg?
Dit is reg, ja. En dan ook baie gevaarlik nader aan sy brein, Martin.
Just about to say, you know, my doctors have told me many, many times as daar ongemak is, or there's a problem or infection in the sinuses area, it starts affecting your eye. That's close enough to the brain to take it very seriously. 16 jaar oud. Vertel my meer van Roan en hoe dit affecteer.
Ach, weet jy, vir Roan het hy goeie daar en bietjie slechter daar. Hy het aanvanklik begin met wat ons eers vermoed het net 'n verskriklike ernstige sinusaanval is in verlede jaar Augustus maand. En dit was toe eintlik die gewas wat in die neusholte toe begin afgroei het na die onderkant toe, wat toe nou baie geïrriteerd geraak het. So hy het gesukkel in skool met wanneer hy afsak om met sy kop om byvoorbeeld te skryf en so voort, dan het sy neus verskriklik gestroom.
Okay.
Hy sukkel met asemhaling. Op hierdie stadium het dit nou verder ongemaklik. Hy het maar seertjies in sy mond wat sukkel om gesond te word. Sy agterste tande is los en die gewas self peel nou by die agterste tand uit wat nou fisies in die mond holte, hoe kan ek sê, stukkies van hierdie gewas elke kort afbreek. So hy het hierdie vreeslike ongemak, sukkel om te konsentreer, hoofpyne, naarheid. Nou en dan soos wat hierdie gewas verder uitsit en groter word in sy mond, veroorsaak dit bloeding wat ook 'n smaak in sy mond, jy weet, laat en dan is hy baie naar en ja, so pyn, ongemaak en al hierdie stresvolle dinge wat hy weet is alles as gevolg van hierdie gewas is maar deel van sy daaglikse bestaan nou.
From what I remember from being a 16-year-old boy, it's also a tough part in your life. There's a lot of confidence issues, the growing pains, as they say. So I can imagine how this is affecting him also on a mental level.
Absolutely. Ja. Daar was a gedeelte van a periode, kan ek nou maar sê, van tyd wat hy bitter moeilik aanvaar is dat hierdie dinge met hom gebeur. En hy het vrae gehad soos hoekom en wat gaan dit vir sy lewe vorentoe beteken. En hy is op die ouderdom waar hy aan die voorhand staan van die rest van sy lewe vorentoe, hoe hy gaan lyk en hoe dit hom gaan affekteer. So ja, daar's baie, baie dinge waarmee hy as jong seun.
How does this growth or this tumor, how does it manifest? As jy na Ruan kyk?
As ek na Ruan kyk, kan jy nou al sien dat die regterkantste deel van sy gesig redelik geswel is.
Okay.
So, hy sukkel om soms sy mond toe te maak, want sy tande, wat hierdie gewas uitgedruk is, wat los is, hak in die onderste tande vast, so hy gaan met sy lippe sy mond probeer toe hou.
Wat kan gedoen word? Is daar hulp vir hom? Waar is dit? Julle bly in Zinien. Ek neem aan specialist help normally goes towards the, or comes from the bigger centers.
Ja. Ons het op hierdie storie met ons wonderlijke specialiste wat bereid is om vir Juan die operatie te doen.
Okay.
En hulle is in die stad in Unitas. So ja, definitief specialiste wat hierdie operatie vir hom doen.
I've been doing Good Morning Angels for long enough to know that the word specialist private intervention or surgery comes with quite a price tag that often makes that kind of help out of reach for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you've got medical aid or not. Wat, waarvan praat hulle hier? What are we talking here?
Martin, ons praat hier so van, ek moet vir jou sê, ons, die operatie self het die dokters besluit om dit pro bono vir ons te doen, maar daar is kostes waarby ons nie verby kan kom nie, soos die hospitalisering, ICU is een groot een, en dan na hierdie operatie, dit is stap 1, dis net om hom uit gevaar te kry, na hierdie operatie gaan daar, kan maar sê, nasorg wees vir hom, en dan kyk ons na reconstructie. Reconstructie alleen gaan in die omgeving van R350,000 kost vir hom.
Ja, so these are massive amounts.
Absolutely.
Massive amounts. So the best we can do here, I can tell you up front, is to get the ball rolling. You know, hopefully in a sizable way. But Dick was, you know, when you deal with this kind of thing, the solution's not just going to come from one person.
No.
It's a case of getting the ball rolling. But fortunately, we have in studio this morning Maria Pavli from Lotto Star. And when they jump in, it normally is good news. Can we get this ball rolling, Maria? Listening to the 16-year-old boy, tough phase in your life. His dad passed away, as much as I understand. Nadine doing her very best to look after the boys. And, of course, this big problem.
Yeah, no, absolutely. This is why we're here today. We are here to help and to get the ball rolling. Nadine, towards Ruan's surgeries, Lotto Star would like to give R150,000 towards the medical bills.
Sure.
Maria, bye, donkey.
It's our absolute pleasure, Nadine, and we wish Ruan a speedy recovery and on to a more childlike 16-year-old normal life.
Bye, donkey, Maria.
Very kind of you, Maria and Lotto Star and everybody who supports you. Steve, Ruan, baie liefde, groete. Ek hoop alles verloop mooi. Good luck with the surgeries and keep us posted.
Absoluut, Martin. Ek maak so en ontzettend baie dankbaar vir allemaal van julle. Baie dankie.
Mooi dag, lekker travel. Gaan maak, make those appointments. Let's get going. Let's help Ruan, okay?
Dis reg, baie dankie.
Bye-bye, Nadine. Good job, Angels. Good job, Lotto Star. Good job.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.